temperature can't make up its mind if it wants to get positive or negative, so it's right at zero. I don't know, Jason Kanz, is that like Switzerland for temperatures or what?
Something like that. Yeah. I wish it would make up its mind to get warmer.
Yeah,
but,
that would be nice.
Know, yeah.
Instead, it made up its mind on Sunday to say, you know what, forget 30, how about 17?
So, yeah.
Or 19 on Sunday, so, all right.
I mean, it's better than where we're at now, but 30 would have been wonderful.
Yeah. And I guess we'll get there next week. But, you know, with the warmer temps does mean, and maybe people are clamoring, some folks, many folks, the folks with the new snowmobiles are wanting some snow, understandably.
Sure.
And, we're going to start getting into the 30s from Monday on. So,
All right.
All right. Well, here it is. Is there an extra sense of happiness I detect in you because it's Friday?
That's definitely true. I mean, it's when you get to Friday, there's almost a, you take a breath and go, yes, okay, I made it to the end of the week.
And right.
Busy day yesterday at work, so today should be a little bit lighter. And, so I'm grateful for that. I'm looking forward to a restful weekend, I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got different Friday sentiments that we kind of drop in for the listeners, like,
you've been working hard all week.
Yep, stuff like that. You know,
right, so. Right. Yeah,
uh-huh.
For sure.
And then, well, we'll leave it there. All right. So,
okay.
Looking ahead to the weekend, any big plans?
I'm hoping to see you for breakfast on Saturday.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got
a
Teamwork Africa in-person board meeting going on, but it doesn't start till 9.
Okay.
I said to my wife, because she'll often join me and us at the breakfast, and I said, well, I imagine you can't make it. She's like, why not? You know, it doesn't.
Sure.
So, yeah, at least that first hour. So that's good.
Good.
A reconvening of the minds.
Yeah. I know that Heather and Alex have another show choir competition this weekend. So
Where are they off to?
West Salem.
Okay.
So just down the road from where they were last weekend.
And mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're in that season again where weekends are often, at least Saturdays, are often full of competitions and so forth.
What's the theme for the Eau Claire Memorial Show Choir presentation this year?
Blues Clues.
Oh, really?
It's fascinating.
Huh.
When they first mentioned the topic, I was like, what?
Yeah.
But it's been really good. They have a character who plays Steve, and it's kind of a beach party sort of theme, and it's just super fun.
Good. Well, I hope to see it at some point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, they used to have something in November when we had Dawson in it for a couple of years. It was like a showcase at Chippewa. Do they not do that anymore?
I don't know that they are. Winterfest at Memorial is coming up in a few weeks.
Okay.
I know I remember we used to go to the one at Chippewa too, but I don't remember that being on the schedule this year.
Huh. Hey, finally, we'll get to First Peter, but just looking at today in history, and this day in 1953, 68% of all U.S. television sets were tuned to I Love Lucy to watch Lucy give birth.
Wow.
So that kind
Amazing.
Of TV dominance doesn't happen with the segregated, all the streaming channels. And
that is true, for sure, for sure.
All right. All right, what do we got today? We got First Peter chapter 2, verses 16 and 17.
Yeah, it says, for you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the king.
All right, and you have something to say about that in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved. You said, when my son died on the cross and rose again, he freed you from all condemnation, but even though he set you free, too often you do not live like it. You either cower in fear of my wrath, or you live unrighteously, saying, God forgives, so I can do whatever I want. Listen, I have saved you from sin, but I have also freed you to love. Remember, there is no need to justify yourself any longer. Treat every person honorably. Show a particular love for other believers. Live in awe of my power and respect your leaders.
Hey, what stood out to me as we were going through that is the being freed to love.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about, okay, what does that look like in my day-to-day
mm-hmm.
life? And really wanting to sit and wrestle with, as I go about my day, what does it look like to love well?
Yeah, it reminded me, too, you can err on both sides of, license or condemnation, but
right.
Keep it in the fairway of love. Thanks, friends. See you tomorrow morning at breakfast.
Yep.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday. And usually, Caleb, when we have segments that continue, it's a contest like Tuesday Trivia. But this is strange state records, right?
And I think we misjudged how long it would take to go through all these. Even though I believe we both know that there are 50 states.
Yes, we did.
And yet somehow we thought we could get through these more quickly.
We thought, let's take it through Minnesota and then we'll just finish it off. No, this is the fourth segment now on this. And these are strange and unusual state records if you were with us yesterday for any of those three segments. So let's pick it up with Tennessee and what happened in Tennessee in 2019.
David Rush from Idaho set the record for the most balloons popped in 30 seconds using only the mouth. 30 balloons in 30 seconds using only his mouth in Tennessee. World record.
That's strange if you're just talking about a popping balloon record and then only his mouth to pop them. That is strange, David. Also in Texas in 2015, 1,719 people in the Longhorn State set the record for the largest stop, drop, and roll demonstration. So Dick Van Dyke would be proud.
Safety first. Utah in 2016. What was the world record set in Utah? Chad Fell, who's actually from Alabama, set the record for the most bowling balls held simultaneously. He held 13 bowling balls at the same time.
Wow. That should be a record. In fact, it is. In Vermont, in 2014, Oksana from Russia set the record for the farthest tightrope walk in high heels. Yeah, it's not enough to just walk a tightrope. Do it in high heels, walking close to 50 feet.
That is really incredible. In 2015, what was the world record set? Virginia Roy Sullivan set the record for the most times struck by lightning, having been struck 7 times.
Okay.
If I'm the little besuited Guinness person, I don't know that I want to go out to judge whether you're going to get that record or not.
Was Roy trying? I mean, was he out there with, you know, his 5-iron after having been hit 5 times? Maybe. In Washington State in 2012, Brian DeMarco set the record for the fastest time peeling 50 pounds of onions, achieving a time of 2 minutes and 39 seconds. That's crazy.
In West Virginia in 2018, 2,865 people set the record for the largest gathering of folks wearing unicorn horns. You do you, West Virginia.
I guess, right. In our great state of Wisconsin in 2010, 273 riding lawnmowers took part in a parade, setting a new world record.
And finally, what world record was set in Wyoming? Well, in 2015, a chain of 1,957 beards was created in Wyoming, setting the record for the longest chain of beards ever.
They tied them all together?
I guess so. Now, untying them, that seems like that could be an opportunity for another record as well. How fast can you untie nearly 2,000 beards?
You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh at all these crazy state records.
Speaking of great beards, this guy has one. Crowder, his latest grave robber on WWIB. Well, it's a Friday morning at 7:47, and right around this time, it's our weekly tradition to get you all caught up on things you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture, because we know you're a heady bunch, want to stay informed, but maybe lack the time to do so. So we do that heavy lifting. We aggregate all that info for you. And because we respect your time, friends, we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, an Arizona fire department had to rescue a goat from the roof of a home.
The goat claims the roof was the only place with good Wi-Fi.
Understandable.
A recent study found that coffee may aid memory.
Yeah, you tend to memorize the location of every restroom in town.
Isn't that the truth?
According to fatality rates, the least skilled drivers are in Montana.
You have to be a really bad driver to be a bad driver in Montana. There's hardly anything to run into.
Truth.
The Saturday night Kansas City Chiefs-Miami Dolphins game was the fourth coldest game in NFL history.
Yeah, in fact, players were served Gatorade only after it was microwaved.
Makes sense.
Researchers say laughter is often caused because people are amused at being let down by a joke.
Which is why so many people laugh at this show. Meanwhile, North Korea, did you hear about this, launched a building project of hotels and water parks because it wants to become a tourist destination.
I can imagine the TripAdvisor review. 5 stars, love the constant surveillance in the absence of outside news.
I think I'll go elsewhere.
And finally, this Friday morning, a nutritional study found that less than 15% of Americans eat enough fruit.
Unless you include Fruit Loops.
Yeah, then it's higher.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
What just happened to all of you? It's about to get worse.
The Chosen, Season 4, the premiere.
It is on this rock that I will build my church.
See episodes 1 through 3 in a special cinematic event.
I told you,
to make life difficult for the followers of Jesus.
The Chosen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Beginning February 1st at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. The Chosen.
Lazarus!
Season 4 on the big screen.
Come out!
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Make sure you get your tickets for that. Get your tickets for OneFest as well. Rhett Walker is coming to OneFest 2024, August 2nd through the 4th. And I really just, of all the great Rhett Walker songs, I love Man on the Middle Cross, I think, the most. And I was just pondering a little bit. Again, I'm sure this is not original thoughts whatsoever. I'm sure I've heard this before, and I just can't remember where, probably from my dad. But thinking about the theology of that thief on the cross. And so from Luke 23, we read in Luke 23, 39, one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, at Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." Now, we hear that one of the criminals was doing that, and yet the other gospel accounts tell us that earlier, both of these criminals on both sides of Jesus, as he's suffering, bleeding, heaving, dying for your sins and for mine, they were both insulting him, hurling abuse at him, angry and bitter. And yet there's a change. Maybe as they saw the way he suffered and the way he responded to that suffering, heard the things that he was saying, there was a change. And so, as the one thief says, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." We see that other thief on the cross in verse 40. But the other responded and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?" And I take that to mean that there he is, what? Acknowledging the deity of the man on the middle cross, saying, "We're under the same condemnation. Do you not fear God? He's under the same condemnation as us." And he goes on to say, "We are getting as our deeds deserve, or we are suffering justly, but this man has done nothing wrong." So again, the humanity of Christ, the deity of Christ, and what is he acknowledging as well? His own sinfulness. He's acknowledging the justness of his punishment, saying, "We deserve to be here. We deserve this death. I am sinful. There is nothing that I can do to merit anything other than what I'm getting right now. This horrible, horrible death." He says, "We deserve it." But what did he say about Christ, about Jesus, this man on the middle cross? He says, "This man has done nothing wrong." He acknowledged his own sinfulness, but the perfection of Jesus Christ. And when you acknowledge your own depth of sin and depravity and say, "I have no hope, but this man on the middle cross is perfect," what do? You go to him. And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The theology there, for one thing, he says, "Jesus is king. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." But what was he saying now? There's hope. Because you know what? If Jesus were to stay dead, as they both were under this penalty of death, if you were to stay dead, a dead person can't come into a kingdom. A dead person can't remember anything or anyone. And so this thief on the cross is saying, "I know that though you die, you will live. And you are my only hope. My only hope, King Jesus. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He acknowledged that Jesus would not stay dead, that Jesus would be coming as king, and that Jesus, again, was his only solace, his only hope for rescue, even in the very final moments of his life. And what did Jesus say? "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Thank God for the man on the middle cross.
Here you go. It's the shortest best of the week ever. We've boiled it down to 96 seconds.
Looks like you got a question.
What if your heating and cooling bill went down by 70%?
Also, we've got the celebrity list for you this morning. James Earl Jones. Oh, he's 93 today.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
Hey, it's the January clearance event on now at Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Save up to not 30, not 40, not 50, not 60, but save up to 70% on top quality men's sweaters, winter outerwear, and gloves.
Almost $850 million of what were sold last year?
Bob from Marshfield. Boxes of facial tissue.
Could that be it? Sorry.
But good to hear from Marshfield. Thank you so much. 103.7 or 93.5 FM over there.
Allison from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Allison, go ahead.
Movie tickets.
850 million movie tickets sold last year. Allison from Chippewa Falls. That's what she thinks it is. Halvo?
Yes, that's it. Allison.
You got it. Allison, 850 million movie tickets sold last year.
Hey, it's the January clearance event on now at Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Save up to not 30, not 40, not 50, not 60, but save up to 70% on top quality men's sweaters, winter outerwear, and gloves.
So the genie says, I shall grant you three wishes. And the man says, I wish for a world without lawyers. The genie says, done. You have no more wishes. The guy says, but you said three. And the genie says, so sue me.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
That just made the best of the week. There you go.
There it is. The best of the week condensed to 96 seconds.
I know. Pressure for next time.